This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Loop from 44. Snap good. Holman. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
I just can't stop playing it. I can't stop watching it. I want to relive it. One of the best moments, I think, in Acrisure Stadium history. One of the best games. And we'll get into the nitty-gritty. We'll get into the X's and O's. We'll get Jeff's big-time reporting hat on. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joins us now with the Hawk Report.
No, that died in 25.
Oh. I just want to hear you make the sound. You can't make the sound?
No.
Unbelievable. Left hanging by my own producer. Jeff, you've been to every sporting event, seemingly, on Pittsburgh soil for a very long time. Where does that game stack up for you in terms of storylines, in terms of excitement? Where do you put it in the pantheon of all the all-time greats? And good morning, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, good morning, Happy New Year. Yeah, I mean, that one was... And can I... Well, let me start with this. I didn't see the kick. There were a bunch of us that had gone down to get in line to go into the locker room. And where we were, they were showing the feed of the last few plays of the game. And then they called the timeout and they took the feed away before the kick.
You're kidding me.
No, they switched it because in the media room, they don't want to have TV on. So they switched it like before the kick. So we could, out of the corner of our ear, hear Kinger's call, but we didn't see it. And, you know, the place erupted, and we're like, did he miss it?
Oh, man.
And sure enough, he did. But, man, the game was I mean, because there was so much in the game. You know, there's the trailing early. You start hearing the boos. You're thinking this thing's really going to go sideways. You're not stopping the run. And then that second half, I mean, of all the things you can boil down with this game, the thing to me that stands out the most, the difference for the Steelers, I mean, obviously they missed a kick, was that the Steelers had Aaron Rodgers in the second half.
Yes.
In the last, since Ben Roethlisberger, no other quarterback would have kept them in that game or given them a chance to win. It was because you had Aaron Rodgers that you ended up winning that game or had the opportunity to win that game.
I'm with you. That was my biggest takeaway, and there was so much. I mean, the Steelers, the resilience to continue to take haymakers, the Ravens' resilience to continue to take haymakers. It felt like the old days between those two heated and respected rivals, but you don't have a shot if you don't have a quarterback that can make MVP plays. When Lamar Jackson evaded Alex Highsmith and threw the touchdown pass to Flowers, I said, there's the difference in the two teams. These two teams are very similar, but the difference is they've got that guy and the Steelers don't. Well, guess what? They do. And that's what gives me a little bit of hope. And it seems like, Jeff, that the team has some hope too because of number eight.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. I mean, look at how he performed in that second half. And they talk about him being calm and cool, and he breeds confidence. Because he walks in that huddle and there's no rah-rah speeches. It's just kind of like, all right, let's go do this. You know, and he still can, like Russ probably said stuff, but he didn't most times do it.
Mm-hmm.
He said the right things, but he didn't do it. Aaron doesn't have to say a lot. He just does it. And man, when you have a performance like that, I mean, they scored four of their five possessions in the second half and three of the four of those were touchdowns. And he threw some pretty balls.
Yes, he did.
And listen, he's not an MVP anymore. But every once in a while, he could put that out there. And I don't know what it's going to look like Monday night against one of the best defenses in the league. But at least I feel like the Steelers have a chance because he's still got that in him.
You ain't as good as you once was, but as good once as you ever was. That's the line from the song.
Toby.
That's right. And I think that's what Rodgers provides. I mean, shoot, man, even at the start of the game, I mean, the throw to Jonnu Smith, what the heck? He turned down an opportunity, it looked like, to run for a first down. And I thought, you know what? They needed to beat Cleveland because he just looks out of gas. I was wrong. And I think you've got the quarterback advantage going into the Houston game. We'll get into that. We've got into the confidence factor. Are you worried at all about Boswell for this playoff run? Because by all accounts, and maybe you saw it because you were there, he didn't have a good pregame warm-up either.
No, saw the extra point. Just missed it. The game-ending damn play that I didn't see. I'm not going to get there yet. I know he had the miss in Detroit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get there yet. I think there was some – it wasn't crazy win, but obviously there were a couple of kicks affected towards the end of the game. So I'm not going there at this point. He still hit a long field goal in the game. I'm still confident in Chris Boswell if this thing comes to a field goal on Monday night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jeff Hathorn with us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Funny moment, at least from the outside looking in yesterday, Jeff, at the DK Metcalf press conference. I got it here.
DK, can you explain to us what happened in Detroit?
You had to be the one to ask, huh? No, I can't.
A lot of that going around for DK Metcalf, potentially for legal reasons, I'm guessing, Jeff, yesterday when you talked to him?
Yes. I mean, it probably would have been a little better if he would have explained that, like, hey, for legal reasons, or because this Jagoff is suing me, you know, I can't say this. Because he might use it against me for some reason. Because he was then asked later by DeFabo about, like, hey, I understand what your feelings are, but there's anything you want to clarify? And he's like, nope. I think we had 5 or 6 different questions at it. And, that was going to be his stance. And that's his right. And he could, you know, I thought of that news conference. The other news that was interesting to me was how he admitted he couldn't watch the second half of the Browns game.
Man.
That he was so distraught, felt like he was the reason they were in that position, which, I mean, he was, and that he couldn't even watch it. And, man, there's a picture on the picture we used for the story on the website of him with this big smile. Like, man, guys were coming up to him. Like, going into the playoffs, sometimes you need a little boost. I wouldn't recommend that you get suspended for 2 games and nearly cost your team a shot at the playoffs. But, man, they get a little boost going into the playoffs with their best offensive, you know, at least pass-catching weapon joining the team for this game Monday night.
Based on conversations that you've had with guys in the locker room, did they feel a responsibility to pick up DK Metcalf, or had they felt let down by DK Metcalf?
No, it's more the previous than the latter. And I think there is a feeling in that room, and I know it gets old and Tomlin's sayings get old, but it's one of the things that Aaron talked about is the feeling that they have in that room. Like there is a tightness in that room. And when you go through a long season, and you think about the twists and turns that this season has had. I mean, craziness. It was a wild offseason, clearing out a quarterback room. And, you know, the TJ contract situation. Then what happened with Cam and wanting more money. Like, there were so many things, not just on the field, that I think those guys felt like. And I think as much as to lift up DK, I think some of the other receivers, you know, looked at it as an opportunity for themselves. Now, it didn't work out the way some of them would have wanted it to, but they made enough plays. And what do you know? They found Freiermuth a couple of times on Sunday night, and they were able to get the job done.
Jeff, one of the most noteworthy sound bites that you were able to collect following the game came from Pat Freiermuth, in my opinion, when he was talking about his love, his respect for Mike Tomlin, who he called the greatest coach he had ever played for. And it was staggering to me, not because I don't think Freiermuth's a great guy and says the right things, but because he's been so, in my opinion, underutilized this year. And for him to be talking about everybody wanting to win the game for the Gipper, that was pretty moving to me. Do you agree?
Yeah, and that's, he wasn't the only one feeling that way. I mean, they hear it, they know it. They may not consume it, but you know, their spouse or their friends or somebody has said, "Man, you see all the heat Tomlin's getting," or I mean, they know that stuff's out there, and they do like Mike. And isn't it interesting that it's Freiermuth that was that emotional when if anyone in that room could be ticked off at the coach saying, like, "Man, give me some opportunities." But it's not this dude. This dude was still team first. Rodgers talked about it after the game too, about how he sits next to Pat and he's never heard complaining from him once about getting more opportunities. Now, I'm sure there are times of like, "Hey, I was open," or "Hey, you could look for me here," but it didn't get to the point where he became an issue and he was, you know, constantly whining about it. And that's a credit to him, because I mean, you can imagine they bring in this other tight end. All of a sudden, Darnell becomes this guy, and you went from being the number one tight end to, you know, what is my role here? And he just stayed with it and made some big plays Sunday night.
Jeff, this was wonderful. It always is, and I'm so happy that at least for 1 week we get to talk about football and not about firing the head coach. So hopefully that can extend deeper into January.
I mean, it's been what, 8 years? Like, I'm excited about a home playoff game.
Me too, man.
And this is doable. I mean, Houston's defense is really good, but it's doable.
It's not the massively favored Ravens like last year. It's not the Buffalo Bills at the Ralph. It's not Kansas City with Mahomes and Reed at Arrowhead. Yeah, they got a shot, man. No doubt about it. Jeff, thank you, and we will talk more on Thursday.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, buddy. That is Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. A lot of great stuff up right now on 93.7thefan.com. That was the Hawk Report. The Hawk Report. Crap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.